Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents the annual Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Trick or treat with downtown merchants and trunk or treat around the city park. Don't forget to take a picture with the witches. Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Multiple utility poles toppled on El Camino Real. Atascadero City Council reviewing general plan update. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Several power lines were downed on the 8300 block of northbound El Camino Real yesterday morning at about 8:30 a.m., according to the Atascadero Police Department. The poles were downed after a truck towing a wide load accidentally struck one of the wires and caused a chain reaction that brought down the remaining poles. A total of 9 poles fell onto the street, causing El Camino Real in the area to be closed, reduced to only one lane in the southbound direction. The city says the utility poles were used primarily for communications lines, and no major outages were reported. No pedestrians were in the area during the time of the incident as well, and only one parked car was damaged. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Tonight, the City Council will receive an overview of the 2045 General Plan and receive an overview of the next steps. The 2045 General Plan is a blueprint for the city aimed at maintaining the essence of Atascadero while acknowledging and accommodating growth in a way that integrates into the overall city goals and vision, according to the agenda. The plan is split into 5 phases, with the city currently at Phase 4. Next steps include completing an environmental impact report, conducting final outreach, and holding public hearings in early 2026. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Emergency repair of Cayucas Pier for 4 weeks. I'll have that and other stories coming up. K KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County Public Works Department announced they have begun emergency repair on the Cayucas Pier. For the next 4 weeks, the pier will be undergoing these repairs and will be closed at 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday to Friday. After 11 a.m. and on weekends, the pier will be open to public access. This is to remove and relocate the 15-foot section of the pier that is currently projecting off the end as a result of the 2024 winter storm's damage. Hartsell General Engineering contractor from Cayucas will be conducting the repairs, with nearly $120,000 project funded through the county's insurance and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The City of Paso Robles announced the traffic signal at Walnut and Boland Drive on Creston Road will be activated this week. The activation was delayed due to a delay in the arrival of the signal control boxes. This signal, according to the city, was one of the top improvements requested by community members who attended the Creston Corridor Public Workshops. There will also be additional work done on Creston Road this week. The city says crews will remove and replace asphalt on the westbound lanes of Creston Road between Orchard Drive and Trigo Lane. The pavement in the segment did not meet project standards, so the contractor will remove and replace it at no cost to the city. Pavement is scheduled for Friday, October 31st, between 8:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., and should be finished the same day. Templeton's Founders Day will return this Saturday, November 1st, at the Templeton Historical Museum. Founders Day commemorates the arrival of the first passenger train of Templeton in 1886. Founders Day is free to attend, featuring a variety of games, activities, and fun for the entire family. And at noon will be the American Legion presenting the colors. Here's Laura Brooks of the Templeton Historical Museum on that.
And then also at noon, high noon, the American Legion will be here, and they're going to present colors. So we'll be raising the flag at noon and having a little ceremony here in front of the museum. So 11 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock we'll have our raising of the flag, and then the day will continue from there.
Other activities include a blacksmith pounding demonstration, the Salina tribe providing their history, and hit and miss machinery in operation. The Templeton Historical Museum is also offering the community a chance to contribute and get involved by becoming a member for $15 a year. Here's Laura again on what that helps.
Well, the museum itself has really expanded its vision. The board's been really interested in community outreach, being a part of the community, having the community be a part of us. Of course, we work with the school to bring them in as much as we can, and youth groups like 4-H and so forth. Membership just helps us get all this going.
You can become a member at TempletonMuseum.com. Founders Day is again this Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Historical Museum in Templeton. Former Cal Poly Associate Vice President and Executive Director of Bike San Luis Obispo County, Richard Ellison, appeared in court on Monday. He is accused of committing a lewd act upon a child under the age of 10, where the alleged crime occurred on March 30th at his home in Arroyo Grande. Ellison previously worked for Cal Poly San Luis Obispo from 1998 to 2005, then once again in 2014. He has been ordered by the judge to not have unsupervised contact with any children while he remains out of custody and is prohibited from contacting the victim. He is due back in court November 18th. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays in Game 3 of the World Series yesterday, 6-5. Game 4 is tonight. In the NFL, the Chiefs beat the Commanders yesterday, 28-7. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, a San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputy is dead, a motorcycle chase resulting in a major crash on the 210 freeway. Officers responding to a domestic violence call in Rancho Cucamonga with an armed suspect threatening a woman. Deputy Andrew Nunez shot in the head. Sheriff Shannon Dykus.
We're going to do our very best to the most important thing at this point, and that's to make sure that we bring this suspect to justice. and take care of good care of that family.
Deputy Nunez leaving behind a wife, a two-year-old. His wife is expecting another child. The Justice Department preparing to send election monitors to the state for next week's special election. State Attorney General Rob Bontas says the state plans on monitoring the monitors.
I don't think they require the monitors. And look who's saying this. It's the Republican Party. It's a party that has subscribed to a conspiracy about the 2020 elections with no proof, with no evidence, with no facts, with no data.
It took 18 innings and almost 7 hours, but the Dodgers win Game 3 of the World Series 6-5 over the Blue Jays. Freddie Freeman, the game-winning homer. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. We're learning that the seizure of a large stash of fireworks in Los Angeles is connected to Yolo County. Federal agents serving a search warrant in East L.A. The raid by the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives also involving the Yolo County District Attorney's Office. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department saying it's all tied to that massive explosion in Esparto that killed 7 people on July 1st. The amount of fireworks found in L.A. Monday was so large, 2 schools across the street were evacuated. California News. I'm Jeff Scott.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Going into the year, farmers warn that the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda could leave crops rotting in the field. Nowhere was this more at risk than in California, which relies on more than 500,000 farm workers, many of them undocumented, to harvest much of the nation's fruits, nuts, and vegetables. High-profile raids in Kern and Ventura counties earlier this year briefly disrupted farm operations. But farmers, workers, and researchers said farm workers largely showed up and harvested this year's crops. Daniel Hardwig, president of the California Fresh Food Association, said that while immigration enforcement remained a concern and a real threat to food production, he was not aware of any crops perishing this year due to a lack of labor. In terms of production, Hardwig said, quote, "We haven't seen a significant impact." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s, east-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Mid-80s Thursday, low 80s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection, everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve meeting starts today. It's expected to lower short-term interest rates when it wraps up tomorrow. Amazon is cutting 14,000 corporate jobs in human resources, cloud computing, and other office positions. The Wall Street Journal is estimating there could be as many as 30,000 cuts eventually at Amazon. UPS reported a much better than expected quarter. It's optimistic about the holidays. UPS shares are up nearly 10%. United Health Group shares were up 4% following better than expected earnings. PayPal is partnering with OpenAI, parent company of the artificial intelligence bot ChatGPT. Users of ChatGPT will be able to complete purchases. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. It's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino in a resort in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text as well. 238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry will be in, and he'll have on Pamela Fitzpatrick, and timely as we're heading towards the end of the year, coping with audits, audit liens and levies, taxpayers, the do's and don'ts, and lots more. And then Supervisor from District 1, John Pishong, will be in. That's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Well, I hope some of you are up. Considering if you watched the Dodger game last night, went up to almost midnight, historic game, 18 innings and so forth, and apparently someone stayed up long enough last night because this came in at 12:55 a.m. All right, well, that's a real fan. It says, Freddie Freeman does it again. Kevin, the third game of the World Series just ended at, he has here midnight. I know your heart is with the Yankees, but what do you think of Freddie Freeman? Maybe the most clutch Dodger player in history, postseason ever. 6 hours and 39 minutes later, Freddie Freeman walks it off and does it once again in the longest World Series baseball game in Major League history. I just don't see how he keeps saving the Dodgers when they need it the most. Shohei Ohtani also hit two home runs and got walked on purpose four times. Just unreal. Well, what we're seeing is history. It's Chris, you may think that since you got my text, right, this morning?
Yeah, about getting up a little bit late, I did.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with the game. I went to bed, well, I went to bed a little bit late last night, 6:30. But it had nothing to do with the baseball game because there was a power outage out there at the Rattlesnake Ranch yesterday. And I thought I adjusted my alarm clock the correct way, but obviously I didn't. So what's ironic is, remember yesterday I said if I get too much sleep, I'm a little groggy?
Right.
Well, I got too much sleep, and I'm a little groggy. And I'm also very disappointed that the cat didn't do his job.
Of waking you up on time?
Yeah, because he usually does. He usually gets me a couple minutes before the alarm does. So I don't know if he stayed up and watched the game. I made it in, but I'm blaming Lou, thing. So anyway, it's history, and you know, again, yeah, I'm not a Dodger fan, but you have to admire what they're doing. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. I was able to watch some of the clips a little bit this morning. They do these little, minute and a half recaps and stuff, and there was everything in a game you can imagine. Historic. So. It's fun to watch, no matter what team you're rooting for, because it is just these athletes rising to the occasion in the biggest games of the year. So, history. All right. So, besides, I predict the Dodgers in five anyway. So, all righty, you got that. Which, by the way, there will be a trivia question this morning, kind of related to this. So, just get a little bit ready. Just a little bit ready. One thing I want to know, though, is the bullpens for the next couple of games. How that's going to align, because they pitched just about everybody last night. So, all right, You got that. And what else do we have? We do have some things regarding. We got more in. This was from the text that came in yesterday. And it says the time change was for farmers who go to work early and need daylight. There were all kinds of responses to this yesterday on why and why not. So anyway, we'll see. Well, we're living with it, so we have no choice. can I run a red light that won't turn green in California?
I saw that article.
Okay, have you been sitting at a green light?
Red light?
I mean on a red light on occasion, and it's just not turning?
Yes, considering how early I've worked, not just here, but in the past, it happened quite frequently when I was in college where I would be there at a red light at 2 in the morning, nobody's around, and I'm waiting for the damn thing to turn green.
What do you do?
I wait. Never once have I actually ran the red light. I would wait, or sometimes I would, get off my brakes, roll over a little bit, and see if, my car's movement triggers it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so never have run it. And I'm assuming in most of these occasions, no car is around.
No car is around. That is correct.
Okay. Well, I've done it a lot.
I did it a lot on my bicycle, I can say that much. My bike's not going to, trigger the light because I roll over on it.
Okay, because it is frustrating. Especially, and again, we're not talking about 2 o'clock in the afternoon when there's, traffic out at these weird times. I have on Niblick and I forget where I used to live, that road there, but that would almost every morning, and I would look left and right to make sure I don't see any lights coming because it could be Barney, and I've done that. And then the one on 24th Street in the morning, too, is a pain in the neck, and there's nobody there. And I just cannot allow myself to sit there like an idiot when there's no traffic and the light isn't turning green. So I will go through it and have many, many times. I guess I've gotten lucky in many ways. So how long are you supposed to keep waiting for a red light that won't turn green? Is there a point when you can just ignore the traffic signal and drive through the intersection? Legal experts and law enforcement officials to find out and see what happens. According to the California Vehicle Code, drivers must stop at a red light before the crosswalk or intersection. We know that. Drivers shall remain stopped until an indication to proceed is shown, the law says. It goes on to say a slow cycling light does not give a motorist the right to run a red light. That's according to law enforcement. Okay. They just get into these stupid things. What if the traffic signal is broken? Well, then you notify somebody, okay? That's pretty easy. And, if no working signal, 2 cars a drive, well, you have to yield to the right, to the driver on the right. These are basic. Now, I'm just wondering if a law enforcement official, again, let's just say it's 2 in the morning, you're at 24th Street, there's no traffic, and you're sitting there for a minute and a half, and the light's not turning green. Is he going to give me a ticket? Probably. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Many years ago, I lived in Mandeville Canyon, the Pacific Palisade area, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, there was no cars anywhere, and I made that turn on Sunset, and lo and behold, 3 seconds later, I see a cop behind me, and it cost me $300.
Did you try to do a little, a little mercy?
No, he was pissed off at me, so I didn't even try. So anyway, that was a lesson. That was an expensive lesson, not to, just sit there and wait and no cars there. In that area, everybody are rich people over there. They don't get up till noon.
So you would never even think about doing it again then?
No, not for $300. Well, that was about 10 years ago. That was $300. So I don't know how much it's going to cost nowadays.
Okay, well. And what time was it in the morning?
About 4 o'clock in the morning.
And no traffic around?
No traffic around, but apparently there was a cop that I did not see that saw me.
Well, that light, was it a long wait even during regular hours?
Yeah, but I figure it was not. It was a long way, especially when there's nobody around. And I was headed to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I figure, well, there's nobody up around here, so why can't I go? So anyway, That's what happened.
Well, thank you for contributing to your home in the form of a fine. But sorry you got caught.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, happy
thank you.
You're welcome. Happy motoring. All right. Here's one. Howdy, Niblick and Creston. That was it. No, it's not Niblick and Creston. It's coming out if you're coming down from, let me see. We lived on Casals. Go up and go past the Pat Butler Elementary School, and then you come out to Creston. Let's see here, but this one says, Niblick and Creston, I don't think it ever changed to green in the early morning hours. And yes, I ran it every time. Okay, well, I'm assuming that you didn't get caught doing that.
Some people get luckier than others, I guess.
Well, when you live in an area and you get used to, you know, because I would see... You know, from time to time, because, you know, Barney and the boys, they go to different locations at some different times. So if you live in an area for a certain amount of years, you kind of know where to look. And in this situation, the way it was set up is there wasn't really any hiding places, you know, for them, you know, an offshoot or a little something off the road or something. Like down here on... Spring Street, there's a lot of areas where they can kind of hide or disguise themselves, and boom, they got you.
No, I guess that makes sense, but, you know, out of context, it's kind of funny to, you know, just say, I know where the cops can hide in my city, because I'm going to tell you, I've been here for a while, and I can't. Every time I see a passive police officer, I'm like, whoa, where'd they come from?
No, I am on the lookout. I am on the lookout. Cause I don't want to get it. Well, I mean, this is kind of contradictory. I don't want to get a ticket, but I just can't, in my makeup, mental or lack of mental makeup, I can't sit there at 2:30 or 3 in the morning for a minute and a half or 2 minutes for a damn light to turn green when there's no traffic.
Right.
I just think it's stupid, and I think it's... shall I be, is it possible to be arrogant and say it's beneath me?
Well, that's not against FCC guidelines, so I guess you could say that. Although one of the other things the article details that you could try as well is make a right turn, then do a U-ey later.
I think I get a little more thrill in doing this. I just... For my own thrills, you know, what the heck? If at the end of my life I say, well, I blew $300, then I haven't had much of a life.
Sometimes we pay the cost for mistakes, quite literally. So if that's the risk you want to take, you know.
Well, luckily I don't have to worry about it now because I have no lights at all when I come in from the Rattlesnake Ranch. So that's good. I had nothing to worry about. Except a deer and some stupid drivers at 3 in the morning. That's it. So, all right. Well, thank you for that. So, but be careful out there. Be careful. And, of course, I didn't learn my lesson because of the famous 3:30 in the morning rolling stop on Niblick years ago where, and I knew I was getting a ticket. I had a 5-speed at the time, and... The bridge was still under construction. They hadn't completed it, but So I came again about 3:30 in the morning, and I downshifted to second, and I was making the right onto Spring Street and didn't see anybody. And bingo, there's Barney. He got me. I was doing probably maybe 5 miles an hour through the stop sign after I downshifted, and he got me and pulls me over. And I can tell by the way he walked up to the car, I had everything ready. what I wanted to tell him was, look, it's not my fault you got the graveyard shift. Don't take it out on me. There was nobody coming. Hi, good morning.
What you do, you get out of your car, look around, stop like your traffic stop, stop any traffic, wave yourself through, then get back in the car and go through. That way you can tell the cop that you were waved through.
You're assuming they have a sense of humor, right?
You can always try.
Well, I don't think they want you getting out of the car. So I would have gotten out of a car with it running. In a at a stoplight or a stop sign, so there may be a law against that.
Well, generally how it works with me, as soon as you get out, it's going to turn green. As soon as you try to do something, it's going to turn green.
So that's what Chris was indicating, that move the car then, right, to trigger it?
Yeah, well, like I said, motorcycles are real bad for, you can't hardly, sometimes they won't trigger, They say you take, put the kickstand down and lean over, because I don't know if those things are, some people would probably know if they're magnetic or if they're weight bound. I'm not sure how they trigger.
Well, the one on Spring Street and 13th on Saturday mornings, and this is almost exact time, 6:15 is when because I have my routine. And if the turn, like I want to get onto Creston, is red, almost as soon as I get to the line, it turns green every single time. And then the one at 13th and Railroad, that thing, these are all within, a matter of a couple of minutes of getting to one to the other. It doesn't do that. If it's red, you're going to sit there for a while with maybe a few cars coming. That's it. It's the synchronization is terrible.
I wonder if anybody has, I noticed if you're, where Eagle Energy is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're leaving Eagle Energy heading towards 46, the left turn lane, it's got the island there, and the lane to go straight through on the Golden Hill always gets backed all the way up, and then so you can't get into the turn lane, and then the turn lane light comes on before the green straight light comes on. So here you are, you're sitting there waiting to get in that left turn lane, and you can't get into it because it's all backed up with backed up with the straight. I'll see if I'm explaining it right. But you can't get over the turn lane because it's all backed up. And the turn lane comes on, and you're still there waiting. They should have the straight line to go first and let the turn lane go afterwards.
Well,
it gets all congested.
Yeah, on that particular one, because that fills up fast if you get a trailer or a pickup with a trailer on it as well. So, you're right. There's not a lot of room to get in there. And especially, too, if you have people that are going to go straight onto Golden instead of making the left onto 46. So,
I see people hopping the island. If you got to hop the island, they drive down the island.
It's amazing what we do.
Necessity.
Well, it's just, I don't know, frustration, lack of patience, combination of things, but I don't understand why they...
Well, we get in a situation like that, we think we have more common sense than the people that designed it. So we go about it our own way, our own special way.
Well, especially if you live in the area and you kind of know what to do because you've experienced it a few times.
Yeah. Right. But what do you do? They say patience is a virtue. That's what they say.
Well,
sometimes I got patience of a pissed off pit bull. Doesn't work that well.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that people may say is a virtue. I do not have patience. You're supposed to get patience as you get older, aren't you?
I think it gets worse.
maybe there's a 20-year span where you get a little patience and you understand and so forth. Then you get to the other side and say, "How the hell with it?"
As you get older, you get more and more sick and tired of the BS.
Well, that's why I, you know, again, when I lived in town here, I'm just not going to sit there at a light at that time of the day when there's nobody there. I just, my mental makeup does not allow me to do it. I can't. I feel like this, the government is beating me down with this, you know, nonsense, and I just can't let myself do it.
It's amazing. It's the simplest little thing to just sit there and get you sometimes, doesn't it?
With me, it doesn't take much. I tell you, it doesn't. So it's like when I get home today, I'm going to chew the damn cat out for letting me sleep late.
That's right. Didn't do his job.
All right, we're out of time, but thanks.
All right, bye.
All right, we're going to head this way. It's a green light.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Several power lines were downed on the 8300 block of northbound El Camino Real yesterday morning at about 8:30 a.m., according to the Atascadero Police Department. The poles were downed after a truck towing a wide load accidentally struck one of the wires and caused a chain reaction that brought down the remaining poles. No pedestrians were in the area during the time of the incident. The city of Paso Robles announced the traffic signal at Walnut and Boland Drive on Creston Road will be activated this week. The activation was delayed due to a delay in the arrival of the signal control boxes. There will also be additional work done on Creston Road this week, where asphalt will be replaced and repaved on the westbound lanes of Creston Road between Orchard Drive and Trigo Lane. Work will be done Friday between 8:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump continuing his trip to Japan, the second stop of his three-country tour of Asia. He addressed U.S. troops on a U.S. aircraft carrier, talking about, among other things, the ongoing government shutdown.
And now, all we really have to do is get the Democrats to approve it. But they'll come along. They always do.
Shut down now in its 28th day. Earlier, he met with Japan's prime minister, the newly elected one, Sanae Takaichi, and signed a framework on rare earth minerals. It was one for the record books. Los Angeles Dodgers winning an epic 18-inning game over the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 3 of the World Series. Freddie Freeman with a home run in the bottom of the 18th to propel the Dodgers to that 6-5 win over the Jays to take a 2-1 game lead. And Jamaica bracing for powerful Hurricane Melissa, which is packing 175-mile-an-hour winds. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's be honest. Everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. every Friday in October and November. Win up to $5,000 cash or taxi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
18 innings. That's how long it took to decide World Series Game 3 in Los Angeles last night and this morning. Freddie Freeman's leadoff homer in the 18th gave the Dodgers a 6-5 win over the Blue Jays for a 2-1 series lead. This came after Shohei Ohtani, who will start tonight's Game 4 for the Dodgers, hit 2 home runs, the latter tying the game in the 7th inning. He also had 2 doubles and 5 walks, tying the Major League record, reaching base 9 times. Monday Night Football, well, that ended hours ago. The Chiefs crushed the Commanders 28-7. It was a tie game at the half, but all Kansas City the rest of the way. 3 Patrick Mahomes TD passes as the Chiefs held the ball for more than 21 of the last 30 minutes. Week 9 begins Thursday when the Ravens visit the Dolphins. Indoors, 4 teams remain undefeated a week into the NBA season, and each of them won last night. The champion Thunder held off the Mavericks 101-94. OKC had a 22-point lead with 10 minutes left, then made just 3 baskets the rest of the way. Spurs also 4-0 after ripping the Raptors. That matches the best start in franchise history. Sixers topped the Magic to move to 3-0, 43 for Tyrese Maxey, and the Bulls are 3-0 after handling the Hawks. At the other end of the standings, there were 2 matchups of winless teams, so something had to give. The Rockets rolled over the Nets for their first win. Brooklyn drops to 0-4. The Celtics finally break through, beating the Pelicans. New Orleans is 0-3. Lauri Markkanen scored a career-high 51 as the Jazz shaded the Suns in overtime. Nuggets cut down the Timberwolves, 43 for Jamal Murray, a triple-double for Nikola Jokic. Wins for the Blazers, Cavaliers, and Warriors. That's Tuesday Sports.
And we have our NFL triple header starting this Sunday morning at 9:30 to be the Colts and the Steelers. Raiders back in action after the bye week. They will go up against the Jaguars. Seattle and Washington, the late game from Westwood One. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, located on El Camino Real, Atascadero, locally family-owned and operated that offers traffic control services. Sunshine today, highs right around 80, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. Then for your Wednesday, we will be in the mid-80s. Same on Thursday, low 80s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, upper 70s, and a week from today, sunshine mid-70s. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down. 7:22 a.m., 6:13 p.m., we are at 46. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Moving along at the Right Choice, it's 7.5 minutes away from 7.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Remember, they are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier here in the county. Checking in to see what animals may be out there and about and get them where they need to be and home, safe and sound, of course. Once again, we have the lost dog, a male Jack Russell mix, and goes by the name of Duke. Could be a coincidence here. No collar, no tags, and Duke is blind and has a diabetic. It was lost off Halone Road up there to the north of us. So if we can get Duke back home safe and sound and the comforts and make sure that he is taken care of, the diabetic part especially, 805-635-5284. 805-635-5284. If you lose one or find one, winged or webbed, 2-footer or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Chris, you were off the hook again since we have an animal on there, so those brain cells are just building up for some time this week. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Just simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Alrighty, we have 6 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, gently moving along to trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and at the airport, affectionately known as the One-Niner Diner. Open every day, breakfast and lunch, takeout available, contest rules do apply, and they are on file. Okay, history last night. Freddie Freeman coming up big once again for the Dodgers. Last World Series hit the Grand Slam against the New York Yankees, and last night in the bottom of the 18th inning, bam, game, it's over. It's done. Okay, so here is the question. In Dodger history, who has hit the most World Series home runs in Dodger history? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think it is? You know, Freeman probably going to head to the same place that the guy who hit the most from Dodger history is, and that's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Guy comes up big. He's been very consistent in his career with the Braves and, of course, with the Dodgers. So what Dodger has hit the most home runs in World Series? What Dodger? Okay, to the phone line we go. All righty. Good morning.
I'm going to take a shot at Steve Garvey.
No, not Steve Garvey. Not Steve Garvey. Let me see. Garvey played in with the Dodgers. What? Three World Series, right? One against the A's. Or was he on that team then? And then the two against the Yankees, which the Yankees beat him. That was 77-78. So it was not Steve Garvey. Not Garvey. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Matt Kemp.
No, not Matt Kemp. Matt Kemp. He was a good player for a short time, wasn't he? Got that big contract and stuff, some injuries and things. Yeah, he thought he was going to be around for a while, but he was a pretty good ball player. What Dodger has hit the most home runs in World Series history? For obviously not all time. All right, back to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
I'm going to go with Duke Snider.
The Duke. Yep, that was my hint from the dog. Yep, the Duke of Flatbush is what his, part of his nickname was. And do you remember the song Willie, Mickey, and the Duke?
No.
Okay, Terry Cashman did that. It's a pretty cool song about baseball. It's called Talking Baseball. Yep, Duke Snider. Duke Snider, who, by the way, was he was born a – well, not, I mean, it sounds stupid. He was a Southern California kid.
That I remember.
Yeah, he came up with – and he was a very, very good athlete, and came up with the Brooklyn Bums. So, well done, sir. May I have your name, please?
Bo Bullard.
All right, you qualified last week there, sir. You know what the rules are. You've been around for 100 years, so, okay. So, come on, we want to abide by the rules. We go by the honor system here. But thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Yep, Duke Snider hit 11 home runs for the Dodgers in World Series. Now, of course, the all-time leader is Mickey Mantle with 18, followed by Babe Ruth with 15, followed by Yogi Berra with 12, and then you have Duke, and then you have Lou Gehrig with 10, and then Reggie Jackson with 10, and then Joe DiMaggio with 8. Frank Robinson with 8, and then another Yankee, Bill Scourin with 8, another Yankee, Hank Bauer with 7. And so there you go. What's interesting is that a guy playing right now is on this list, and his name is George Springer. How about that? All right, so a little home run history in World Series there. Okay, we are done for this portion.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The County Public Works Department announced they have begun emergency repair of the Cayucas Pier. For the next 4 weeks, the pier will be undergoing repairs and will be closed 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday to Friday. After 11 a.m. and on weekends, the pier will be open to public access. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Tonight, the City Council will receive an overview of the 2045 general plan and receive an overview of the next steps. The plan is split into 5 phases, with the city currently on phase 4. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Most hits in World Series history, Yogi Berra, 71, the Mick, 59, Joe DiMaggio, 54, Jeter, 50, another Yankee, Hank Bauer, 46, Pee Wee Reese. Yes, indeed, the Kentucky boy, 46. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, 24-hour emergency service when you need it. They are board-certified master arborists.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.